So as we mentioned in the introduction, our first guest this morning is Elliot Sloyer, who is co-founder of Wheel It Forward. And first of all, I need to say full disclosure that I had the opportunity to take advantage of their services on behalf of a loved one who needed a piece of durable medical equipment, but was a little bit financially pressed and was able to get it through Wheel It Forward. And their vision is to change the way people from all backgrounds think about the availability, use, and reuse of durable medical equipment, which thereby improves quality of life. It saves hundreds of millions of dollars, and it keeps billions of pounds of durable medical equipment and related products out of landfills. So really a trifold mission here, Elliot, and I want to thank you so much, not only for being on the program this morning, but for bringing this critical service to us here in Western Connecticut.
John, thank you so much, and thanks for helping shine a light on our new kind of community library.
Right. So one of the most important things people need to know is, as they're listening to our conversation, is, you know, you guys do one big fundraiser every year, and that's the end of the year fund drive that's coming up shortly. And we're going to let people know that they can go to wheelitforwardusa.org to find out more and find out where they can make their donations. And we'll talk a little bit more about how you apply and how much of that donation in terms of proportion goes back to servicing the agency, because you guys really are volunteer driven, which is awesome, and also gives a lot of people who may not be able to make a donation or who have been touched by your services or seen the incredible benefits of them can come to volunteer. So really excited to talk about that. But first, let's talk a little bit more about you. Tell me a little bit about your background and how you discovered this cause and this need to fill.
Sure. Thank you. So I have a Wall Street background. I spent about 25 years on Wall Street, got involved in some startups. Through happenstance, I was asked to chaperone an eighth grade trip from a local school that sends about 30 students a year to Israel. And while I was honored to be asked, I'm a little bit risk averse and was concerned that that would be a pretty risky venture, you know, traveling around the Middle East with 13-year-olds. Mm. And I told them I was honored to be asked, find somebody else. They did find somebody else, but 2 weeks beforehand, that person backed out, whoever it was. And my wife told me I needed to go. And the inspiration for this idea was an organization that they took the students to, a not-for-profit called Yad Sarah. It's existed for 40 years. Whether you're Jewish, Muslim, or Christian in Israel, whether you are rich or poor, and you have a need for medical equipment, either you've injured yourself, you're recovering from a surgery, you're almost 100% likely to borrow it from them. And when I saw that, I said, wow, that is a really great idea. I had never had experience with durable medical equipment. Thankfully, I'd never needed it. But I came back here to America, did a very deep dive on what's going on here. And we, you know, in our blessed country, are barely scratching the surface on the opportunity that exists here.
Mm. So let's get down to terminology. When you say durable medical equipment, give folks an idea of the range of stuff that Wheel It Forward is able to make available to those who may need it.
Sure. So we look at durable medical equipment as roughly 10 categories of equipment. They are items that are durable that can last for 5 years or more. And they are the basics of what people need to help them recover at home or stay safe at home. So when we say that, we think things like wheelchairs, knee scooters, shower chairs, walkers, rollators, canes, commodes, other equipment that help people stay safe at home. And the general consensus is that this equipment can last, as I mentioned, for over 5 years, but it's typically used for only 4 months. And the question is, what's happening to it from there? And I think we all know, because it ends up in our garages, it ends up in our basements or in a closet, and most often it ends up in a landfill, because when people no longer need this type of equipment, they want it out of their lives. And there needs to be a place for it to go where people who are in need can get equipment that is sanitized, inspected, and in excellent condition. And on the other side of the equation, when people have this stuff that's no longer needed, for example, Wheel It Forward is a wonderful resource where they know they can easily bring it to us, and it will benefit other people in the community.
Mm. You make such an important point, Elliot, in regards to kind of the situation and sort of the way we think of things here in the U.S. in terms of, we have a loved one, as you mentioned. Most folks only typically need this stuff for a few months, whether it is because they have been assigned it or prescribed it as a course of recovery from a temporary injury, or sadly, because individuals are in an end of life cycle. And particularly, if you've, broken your ankle and you need a knee scooter, or, you have a situation where you maybe had a hip replacement and you need a wheelchair for a few weeks. Once you're healed, you don't want to be reminded of that yes. recovery. So get it out of my sight. More seriously, those who have to acquire this equipment at the end of life, when they pass, relatives and loved ones or others who are caring for them, likewise, it's a reminder of the sadness and the trauma that they experience, and they just want it out. And the way that typically it goes out into the trash and into landfills. You say it well on your website. Billions of pounds of this stuff goes into landfills, and they don't call it durable for nothing. So it has a million year half life in a landfill, right?
Yes. So one of our board members mentioned once that, it's called durable medical equipment, but unfortunately, historically, the way we've treated this type of equipment in America is it's disposable, right? And it's really durable. And there is no reason why something can't be sanitized, inspected, and lent out again. And not just again, literally again and again and again, if you have the proper setup to handle that. Mm. And one of the things we're doing that's unique in this space, there are several things that we're doing that's unique, but one of them is that we're building this out to scale. So across America, this industry, I'll put that in quotes, and obviously it's a not-for-profit industry where people are doing wonderful things. They're helping people. But it's typically referred to as a loan closet, which is a term we don't like. And that is the lens through which this industry has been built out over the last 100 years. A bunch of people want to do good at a church, at a firehouse, sometimes literally on their front lawn. They'll open a loan closet. And the problem with that is they're not using technology, right? So they're not learning from their experiences and figuring out how they could maximize the benefit. Mm. And they also don't have enough space. So this is largely a storage and logistics problem to solve. These items that I mentioned before, they're kind of quite large. Mm. And what happens is if you have them in literally a closet, that closet fills up pretty quickly. And especially if people don't know about it, they've never heard of this concept, stuff goes in, but it doesn't come out. Mm-hmm. We are looking through this through a different lens, through the lens of a community library built to scale that uses technology that we have created and developed in systems and processes. And the idea is to be able to take advantage of the massive amounts of this equipment that's out there, and also to help the even greater number of people who need this equipment. So, for example, when a person needs one piece of equipment, they likely need three or four pieces of equipment because there's something going on. If you're having knee replacement, you not only probably need a shower seat with backs and arms, but you probably need a walker for the rehab. You might need a cane. You might need an ice machine. You might need a commode just to create arms around a toilet. Mm-hmm. And we always have those things. And that is unique across America in terms of what's been going on in this space.
Two things. First is the resistance. We talked earlier about how easy it is for us Americans to use the other D, the disposal word, instead of the durable word. but yes. The aversion or the mental space that people are in, where they may be averse to taking on equipment like this that's already been used by someone else. But you folks at Wheel It Forward really, really have a sanitizing system by which virtually every piece of equipment you take in is made new again.
Yes. So we talk internally, and I've been fortunate to be able to stay at some very nice hotels in my life. One hotel that I've never stayed at is a Four Seasons hotel. And one day I hope to make it to a Four Seasons hotel. But one thing to keep in mind, and we tell this to people, is the night before you got to that Four Seasons hotel, somebody else was drooling into that pillow and somebody else was using that bathroom. And the truth is when you go there, you have no problem with that because you know that they have processes and procedures to sanitize that bathroom area and to take care of the pillow situation in whatever way they do. And so in reality, although it sounds like people might be averse to it, they're already doing it. And one of the discussions we had as a board before we started this about 5 years ago, it was just the question of, would somebody who could borrow this who could afford this equipment, would somebody who could afford it borrow it from us instead? And we've had very few disagreements. Some people in that question said, Elliot, if somebody can afford their own commode, which might cost $75, they're never going to borrow one from you. And other people disagreed, and we agreed that we would find out together, right, once we started this. Mm-hmm. And about a year into the project, somebody who I know, is not a friend of mine, but somebody who I know who's the CFO of a large financial firm, I saw walking out of Wheel It Forward, and he had a toilet riser seat under his arm. And his name was Bob. And I said, Bob, how are you doing? And he said, you know, I was in a biking accident and I'm having some hip surgery. And I just thought I would benefit from one of these things. And I said, you know, that's great. We wish you a speedy recovery. If you need anything else, let us know. And for me, that was the tell, right? Bob could have easily afforded a $30 or $40 toilet riser seat that allows you to not have to sit down so far when you're having hip issues. There's no stigma in going to a book library. All of us use our local libraries all the time. And our goal is the same for this venture, and really just to make it part of the community. Aspirationally, our team has a simple dream, which is that one day across America, there'll be two kinds of libraries. One library that lends out books. You already know where it is. It's built to scale. It uses technology. It has relationships with other libraries in the area. And the second library will lend out durable medical equipment. It will also be built to scale. Everybody will know about it, and it will become ubiquitous. And the reason we think that's important is because way more of us, right, like literally 100% of us, 100% of our families, at some point in our lives will need durable medical equipment for either an injury or recuperation or an operation, whatever it is. So we're hoping that people will root for us to succeed. if for no other reason, that that they will need us one day. We're helping about, we're touching about 2% of the greater Fairfield County population every year right now. That's roughly, in our area, that's about 8,000 families who will either borrow or donate equipment to our library every year. And we are scratching the surface, but we are not deeply scratching the surface.
Well, I have to say, yeah, as a first-time user of Wheel It Forward, going through the experience of borrowing from was quick, seamless, friendly, and you know, just a pleasure. When you think of both the potential savings that could be applied to other more high priority needs in terms of a care situation, but also the fact that what was borrowed did not get tossed out into a landfill. So it's a good feeling to borrow from Wheel It Forward. But in the last couple of minutes that we have from you, we want to let people know, if they want to learn more about how to recycle durable medical equipment and other supplies that they have, so other folks can utilize it, or if they need it, they can go to wheelitforwardusa.org to learn more and go to one of the locations in Fairfield County that you've established, and hopefully that will be a growing network of locations over the coming years, thanks to the support of people who are doing something a little bit different, and that is giving you guys some much needed funding. You guys do a great job in making sure you're maximizing every dollar toward the end cause, right?
Sure. So what we've learned and experienced over the last few years is that literally for every dollar we spend, and there are lots of startup costs and technology startup costs and building out new branch costs, but in total, for every dollar that we spend, we're lending out about $3 worth of equipment. So on an economic perspective, if you know, if you had a CEO of a for-profit company and you told them that on your whole organization, you can spend a dollar, and in return, your return on investment, you're going to get $3 in profits. You know, they would tell you, you know, you never went to business school. That just can't be possible. So, but that is the economics of it. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I'm a volunteer. We are largely volunteers, and it kind of works. We have probably about 30 or 40 volunteers with special needs who come into our branches every week, who help us sanitize equipment, help us move around inventory. We have wonderful volunteers from local seniors men's club, people with tremendous skills in different areas who help us out as well. The other thing I'll mention, if people are listening who are outside of Connecticut, is that we launched a website last year, 2024, called gotdme.org. So it's gotdme.org. And the reason is from pretty much day one, people from all over the country stumble upon our website, which is strange because we're very local right now, and they want to know places where they could borrow or donate equipment. And so we had our team put together GotDME to be a national directory for all the small places that exist, because 75% of them or more don't even have their own websites, right? They'll have a mention on somebody else's website.
Or they're on social, yeah.
And we got a nice shout out from an influencer in the physical therapy area about at the beginning of this year. Mm-hmm. And by the end of the day, that day, the American Cancer Society had reached out to us. The National MS Society reached out to us. AARP reached out to us and said, can we put a link to this resource on our website, on the resource pages?
That's great.
And it proved to us that that was a resource that didn't exist. That website gets about 1,200 unique visitors every week. So it's close to, you know, 4,000 or 5,000 every month from people all over the country. Mm. And the other positive to GotDME for us internally, obviously we just want to point people in the right direction,
sure,
is we know where these places are and now we know where these places aren't. So, for example, on Long Island in New York, we know there's virtually nothing in Westchester County, which abuts Connecticut and Fairfield County. There is virtually nothing. So in Israel, Yad Sarah, which I mentioned, has 100 locations in a country the size of New Jersey. Mm-hmm. And what we've discovered through the data of GATDME is that there are not 100 locations in our blessed country, which is 99 times the size,
yes,
that lend out volume, that are built to scale. And so that's really the opportunity ahead to meaningfully improve the quality of people's lives, measurably save us all money. And lastly, as you mentioned, this is green. We're keeping, you know, hundreds of thousands of pounds out of landfills every year right now.
Sure.
And we're just getting started. And last year, we kept, based on our calculations, 700 tons of carbon out of the atmosphere. Out of the atmosphere based on reuse and recycling.
Very good. Well, we encourage people to support this organization through donations, because you can make donations go a great distance, but also, once again, you are at the service of individuals who may need durable medical equipment to loan, as well as some other medical supplies for those who want to donate or to volunteer. All the information you need is on wheelitforwardusa.org. We're so pleased to be able to spend some time chatting with Elliot Sloyer, who is the founder of Wheel It Forward here in Connecticut, creating a template and operating a branded lending library where people who need durable medical equipment can borrow it, and where people who have lightly used DME can conveniently donate it to benefit others and the environment. WheelItForwardUSA.org. Elliot, thank you so much for the conversation this morning, and we will talk to you again.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.